text, and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning. The SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained. The Glass Seismograph. Item Number: SCP-1023. Object Class: Safe. Special Containment Procedures. SCP-1023 is to be kept in a 1 meter cubed lead-lined steel box to be stored at Research Sector 4 at Site 17 at all times when it is not being tested or studied. SCP-1023 is to be kept under audio and video surveillance at all times during containment and testing, and Senior Researcher is to be notified at any time the object becomes active. All data the object produces is to be recorded both digitally and physically and stored within a secure vault on site. If any data the object produces is of risk to the Foundation, it is to be forwarded as soon as possible to the nearest site administrator. Description: SCP-1023 is a seismograph of unknown make and manufacture procured by Agent during a raid on a Marshall, Carter, and Dark Limited warehouse in. The object appears to be composed of an unknown material which resembles glass, but contains traces of elements not normally occurring on Earth. The object is a center post with three outlying platforms, which each have one roll of paper, two electrical motors, and a small pen. One platform of the device measures magnitude of the event in a fashion similar to ordinary seismographs. Another records location in longitude and latitude, and the final platform records the time and date. The predicted time of the event has shown a deviation of plus or minus minutes. It has been suggested that SCP-1023 is a modified version of a normal seismograph, as the helicorders it possesses are in the normal positions to record motion in the X, Y, and Z directions. Paper is to be regularly supplied when SCP-1023 runs out to prevent missing an event. SCP-1023 is able to record seismic activity from anywhere on Earth. In addition, SCP-1023 is occasionally able to predict seismic activity from the future. The method or mechanism through which it detects and measures seismic events is unknown. Foundation researchers were able to determine the function of SCP-1023 when a recording from SCP-1023 was discovered to correlate with seismic records of a March 2011 earthquake in Japan, as well as aftershocks of said earthquake. It is unknown how SCP-1023 chooses which events to report, as it is not reporting all seismic activity in the world. It is theorized that SCP-1023 only reports those events that are relevant to large amounts of people or to its current owner. Addendum: Recorded Output from SCP-1023. Event 1023-1. Date: October 18th, 2011. Location: 27.723 degrees north, 88.064 degrees east, India-Nepal border. Magnitude: 6.9. Event 1023-2. Date: 2016. Location: 37.692 degrees north, -122.324 degrees east, San Francisco, California. Magnitude: 9.2. Event 1023-3. Date: Location: dot degrees north, point degrees east, near site. Magnitude: 5.8. Event 1023-4. Date: Location: activity detected from multiple locations within around 19 minutes of each other. Numerous large cities and many foundation sites appear to be locations given by the device. Magnitude varies slightly depending on location. The similarity of readings indicates detonations of warheads rather than natural earthquakes. Message viewable by Level 4 personnel and higher only. SCP-1023's prediction of record amounts of nuclear detonations within a short period on is especially worrying given the increasing frequency with which numerous SCPs are predicting an XK-class event on dates coinciding with or near this date, including SCP, SCP, and SCP. All precautions are to be taken regarding containment procedure adherence, and we are to be wary of outside factions, as well as uncontained anomalous objects. As far in the future as this date is, it is always best to start preparations early. When you have prior notice of a situation, take advantage of it. Remember, secure, contain, protect. 05. Thank you for listening. Intro music was from Punch Deck. You can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Level 2 patrons or higher can get early, ad-free episodes. Rating, reviewing, or sharing always helps. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Are you interested in helping to teach machines how real people speak? When creating voice systems, a large amount of voice data is needed. Oftentimes, large companies that have this information do not release it to the public. Mozilla's Common Voice is a project to help make voice recognition unbiased, open, and accessible to everyone. Donate your voice by reading short sentences or check the quality of other people's contributions. It's super simple and you don't even need a good microphone setup, perfect English, or anything like that. In fact, accents in any other languages you may speak will only improve recognition. Contribute your voice to hashtag Common Voice. Find out more at commonvoice.mozilla.org. That's Mozilla with two L's.